Since 2012, state officials have been in the process of drafting a new water plan for the state. That process is nearing completion, as a final set of meetings are set to take place across Arkansas next month. The Arkansas Natural Resources Commission has been holding meetings on existing and future water use, quantifying available water supplies to meet existing and future water use, and the development of water resource solutions and recommendations. Tony Ramick is with the Arkansas Natural Resources Commission and tells why a water plan is needed across the state.
And if you think about it, every sector of this state and every person of this state is dependent upon water in some shape, form, or fashion. And so we're trying to update the policy directives for the appropriate management for that. You know, that touches agricultural sectors, industrial, fish and wildlife. Just any and everything that happens in this state is centered around water.
Statewide water planning has a long history in Arkansas. The Arkansas Soil and Water Conservation Commission started handling the plan in 1969. In 1985, the legislature directed the Arkansas Soil and Water Conservation Commission to update the original plan, and this update was completed in 1990. Since then, an updated water plan has not been in place. Ramick says the plan that's been worked on will address current and future water use, both on the surface and in underground aquifers.
You know, in the state, there's surface waters and groundwater. We don't own the aquifer. Aquifers run across state lines and political boundaries. The same for rivers. Since we don't own that particular resource solely, we are tasked with making sure that we have good management and conservation to adequately use the resource for the betterment of the citizens for this state.
Ramick says the water plan will focus on projected water needs up to the year 2050 for all of the state's water demand sectors. Those sectors include municipal, residential, commercial, industrial, agricultural, and energy use. The plan will also cover what's needed to protect fish and wildlife, as well as addressing solutions in problem areas where shortfalls between supply and needs occur. Ramick explains.
We look at usage, and when we talk about usage, here again, from all sectors and for all types of usage, but then we have to use it as a planning tool for infrastructure and growth and development. In some portions of the state, you know, growth and population is growing pretty rapidly, but in other parts of the state, population is declining. And if you take a look at infrastructure, water systems, water lines, water distribution, you know, there's a cost to that. And where places where population is increasing, they have the base to sustain and to upgrade their systems. But in other areas it's losing population, they don't necessarily have the base, the population base, to sustain it. Well, what do you do? Do you say, okay, let's just forget about it and just leave it and let it dilapidate? I don't think that's proper. We just have to look at the viable resources that we have.
And after 2 years of meetings and public comment periods, the Arkansas Natural Resources Commission is holding meetings next month to present to the public a draft of the Arkansas Water Plan's updated executive summary. The meeting will take place in Jonesboro on September 4th at 9 o'clock at the Jonesboro Regional Chamber of Commerce. Other meetings are listed on our website, kasu.org. And after the meetings, public comments on the executive summary will be taken through October 24th. After the comment deadline has expired, a final executive summary will be prepared and submitted to the Arkansas Natural Resources Commission in November. The plan would then go before the legislature for final approval, and you can read the Arkansas Water Plan Update Draft Executive Summary also on our website, kasu.org.